Good morning and welcome. I invite you to mute as we sing together our opening hymn, "I Love Thy Kingdom, Lord," number 524. I invite you to unmute as we say together the confession. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Amen. Lord, open our lips
and our mouths
proclaim your praise.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. And we'll say together the Jubilate. Be joyful in the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness, and come before his presence with a song. Know this, the Lord himself is God. He himself has made us, and we are his. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and call upon his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting. And his faithfulness endures age to age.
The psalm this morning is Psalm 86. It can be found on page 709 in the Red Book of Common Prayer. Bow down your ear, O Lord, and answer me.
For I am poor and in misery.
Keep watch over my life, for I am faithful.
Save your servant who puts his trust in you.
Be merciful to me, O Lord, for you are my God.
I call upon you all the day long.
Gladden the soul of your servant.
For to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul.
For you, O Lord, are great and forgiving.
And great is your love for all who call upon you.
Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer.
And attend to the voice of my supplications.
In the time of my trouble, I will call upon you.
For you answer me.
Among the gods, there is none like you, O Lord.
Nor anything like your works.
All nations you have made will come and worship you, O Lord.
And glorify your name.
For you are great. And you do wondrous things.
And you alone are God.
Turn to me and have mercy upon me.
Give your strength to your servant and save the child of your handmaid.
Show me a sign of your favor, so that all those who hate me may see it and be ashamed.
Because you, O Lord, have helped me and comforted me.
A reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 21. The child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast on the day that Isaac was weaned. But Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, whom she had borne to Abraham, playing with her son Isaac. So she said to Abraham, "Cast out this slave woman with her son, for the son of this slave woman shall not inherit along with my son Isaac." The matter was very distressing to Abraham on account of the boy. But God said to Abraham, "Do not be distressed because of the boy and because of your slave woman. Whatever Sarah says to you, do as she tells you, for it is through Isaac that offspring shall be named for you. As for the son of the slave woman, I will make a nation of him also, because he is your offspring." So Abraham rose early in the morning and took bread and a skin of water and gave it to Hagar, putting it on her shoulder along with the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered about in the wilderness of Beersheba. When the water in the skin was gone, she cast the child under one of the bushes. Then she went and sat down opposite him a good way off, about the distance of a bow shot. For she said, "Do not let me look on the death of the child." And as she sat opposite him, she lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the boy, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, "What troubles you, Hagar? Do not be afraid, for God has heard the voice of the boy where he is. Come, lift up the boy and hold him fast with your hand, for I will make a great nation of him." Then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. She went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink. God was with the boy, and he grew up. He lived in the wilderness and became an expert with the bow. He lived in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother got a wife for him in the land of Egypt. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We'll say together Canticle 21. It is found in the Book of Common Prayer on page 95 or in your handout. You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing an endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles,
The second reading is from the letter of Paul to the Romans. Should we continue in sin in order that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin go on living in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be destroyed and we might no longer be enslaved to sin. For whoever has died is freed from sin. But if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourself dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. I invite you to mute as we sing together Faith of Our Fathers, hymn number 558.
Thank you. gospel according to St. Matthew, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said to the 12 disciples, the disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. It is enough for the disciple to be like the teacher and the slave to be like the master. They have called the master by the of the house of Beelzebub. How much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered. Nothing secret that will not become known. I say to you, in the dark shall in the light, if you hear whispers proclaimed from the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear those who destroy both the soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. Even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. Therefore, everyone therefore acknowledges me before others acknowledge growing up, my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I will also deny me before my Father in heaven. Yeah, I think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have come to bring peace with the sword. For I have come to set a man against his father and a daughter against her mother. A daughter not against her mother-in-law, and one's will be members of one's own household. Whoever loves his father and mother more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves his son and daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Christ. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Many years ago, I had a friend who said that every morning he would wake up and say, "Good morning, God. Reporting for duty, sir." And as I thought of this old Marine, and I think of it every time I think of him, that idea of reporting for duty, sir, it reminds me of basic training. Now, I was young when I went into basic training, and I wouldn't say naive, but, you know, maybe naive in the ways of the military. And it took me a while to figure out what was going on, and it took me many years to really understand basic training. So you have to do exactly what you're told, exactly how you're told, exactly when you're told, and exactly the way you're told to do it without question. And sometimes I'd say, well, why are we painting these white rocks by the side of the road white again, day after day? And I'll never forget the night that they woke us up, turned on every light in the building, banged pots, shouting at us, "Get up, get up, get up," dumped out our footlockers, emptied out our lockers, dumped out our shampoo, squeezed out our toothpaste, and said inspection will be at 5 in the morning. And so we had to starch and iron and scrub and clean. And what I came to understand is that it's a lesson that we needed to learn that made the difference between life and death. And I hear nowadays, are you all in? Are you committed 100% without hesitation? Are you willing to give up your life? Today, we hear in the gospel, Jesus is at his third discourse. The very first discourse, it's chunks of teaching, was the Sermon on the Mount. And he gave the disciples and the crowds really specific instructions about how we're meant to live our lives and what the kingdom of God looks like and how we build the kingdom of God here on earth. And right before this, he had sent the 12 disciples out to preach and teach and heal and exercise. And they've just come back, and he gives them the next chunk of teaching. But what we know about this chunk of teaching is it's a little bit disjointed and the parts don't quite fit together. But he starts out by saying that the disciple is not better than the teacher, and the slave is not better than the master. And we get that. If the disciple is better than the teacher, it means they've learned everything the teacher has to teach. And the slave, of course, is not better than the master until that slave has freedom and has done everything they need to do to gain that freedom. And then Jesus says, I come not to bring peace, but a sword. And family will be divided against family. But what I really hear him saying to us is, are you all in? Are you committed 100% without hesitation? Are you ready to give your life to me? He talks about the division that will come from this, and we understand division. We're living in a country and a world that is more divided than I can ever remember, but that doesn't mean it's more divided than it's ever been in history. We know that right is against left and up is against down, and we hold our positions as if our very lives depended on it. And we are invited to discern what we believe, where we stand, what we will stand for. And I know that when I stand for all my Christian beliefs, that can sometimes divide me from other people who are standing for their Christian beliefs. But even more so, it can divide me from my family and friends who don't hold those same beliefs in the same way that I do. But then Jesus says, do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. And that's what stops me today in this passage. As soon as he says, do not fear those who can kill the body, I think, are you nuts? Of course I fear those who can kill the body. But he says the body and the soul. We are to fear those who can destroy both the body and soul in hell. And I think about that. We don't talk a lot about what kills our souls. And I thought a lot about that. Of course, we can say easily sin kills our souls. But I think it's more than that. And I think about the times that when somebody has said something to me that has taken away a little bit of me, hurt me in a way that it's hard to heal. But I think really what kills our souls is fear. Fear of about money. Fear about security. Fear about being loved. Fear about being liked. Fear about fitting in. And I think probably most people here, if not all, can remember a time in their childhood when they did something that was contrary to what they believed to fit in with a group of friends. I can remember my mother saying to me, if all your friends jumped off the Brooklyn Bridge, would you do the same? Now, she was a New Yorker and had a picture of the Brooklyn Bridge in her head. I didn't. And so me and my little concrete thinking brain thought, well, if they could do it and live, why couldn't I do it? But it is that idea that we blindly follow others who don't know what they're doing out of fear for fitting in. But here's the good news today. Jesus is calling us, inviting us to listen to me. And he says, are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. And even the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than sparrows. And I think that might be the invitation that Jesus is extending to us today. In our faith, we are called to be fearless. Jesus says nothing is going to be hidden. Nothing is going to be left uncovered. What you hear from me in the darkness, you must proclaim in the light. What you hear whispered must be shouted from the rooftops. Everything we know of Jesus, everything we know of the kingdom of God must be revealed in our actions and in our behavior and in our words. But Jesus calls us today and says, it's really simple, folks. Follow me. Just follow me and I will show you the way. Just follow me and you never have to be afraid again. Just follow me and you will have eternal life. So what do you say? Are you all in? Are you committed 100% without hesitation? Are you ready to give your life? Amen. I invite us into a minute of silence. I invite us to join together in saying the Apostles' Creed, which is found on page 96 in the Book of Common Prayer or on your handout. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life of the dead. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The suffrages can be found on page 94 in the Red Book of Common Prayer or on your handout. Show us your mercy, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
Clothe your ministers with righteousness.
Let your people sing with joy.
Give peace, O Lord, in all the world.
For only in you can we live in safety.
Lord, keep this nation under your care.
And guide us in the way of justice and truth.
Let your way be known upon the earth.
Your saving help among all nations.
Let not the needy, O Lord, be forgotten.
Nor the hope of the poor be taken away.
Create in us clean hearts, O God.
And sustain us with your Holy Spirit.
O Lord, make us have perpetual love and reverence for your holy name, for you never fail to help and govern those who you have set upon the sure foundation of your kindness. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
O God, you make us glad with the weekly remembrance of the glorious resurrection of your Son, our Lord. Give us this day such blessings through our worship of you, that the week may come to be spent in your favor, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
O God, you made one blood of all the peoples of the earth and sent your blessed Son to preach peace to those who are far off and those who are near. Grant that people everywhere may seek after you and find you. Bring the nations into your fold. Pour out your Spirit upon all flesh and hasten the coming of your kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen. I invite you to mute for our anthem.
Invite you to unmute as we say the prayers of the people. They can be found on page 392 in the Red Book of Common Prayer or on the handout. In peace we pray to you, Lord God, for all people in their daily life and work,
for our families, friends, and neighbors, and for those who are alone,
for this community, the nation, and the world. For the just and proper use of your creation. For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble.
Those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy.
For the peace and unity of the Church of God.
For all who proclaim the gospel and all who seek the truth.
For Michael, our presiding bishop, Prince, our bishop, for Lynn and Gary, our priests, and for all other bishops and ministers.
For all who serve God and his church.
For the special needs and concerns of this congregation. Today we pray for Darlene and John, Tammy, Peggy and George, Bob, Jackie, Jen, Jim L., Brian, Dan, Ellen, Marietta, and Jim. We also pray for baby Eliza and family, Paige and Michael, Michael S., Tony, Stephen, Alicia, Jennifer and family, Doug, Tammy S., Jerry, Phil, Wendell, James, and John, Amy, Lindsay, Holly, Sean, Kurt, Jean F., Muriel, Charlie, Raymond, Renee, and Heather. Eva, we pray for the food pantry, students and teachers, first responders, those suffering from addiction, those in the military, and those who mourn.
We pray for Billy, Jerry, Ann, and Carl.
Hear us, Lord.
For your mercy
is great.
We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life.
For my beautiful grandbabies.
We will exalt you, O God, our King.
And praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom.
Add over.
Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them.
Put their trust in you. O Lord, our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people. In the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
I invite you to join with me in saying together the general thanksgiving found on page 101 in the Book of Common Prayer or in your handout. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all whom you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all, for your immeasurable love and the redemption of the world through our Lord Jesus Christ, the means of grace and the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies that with true thankful hearts we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving of ourselves to your service and walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit we honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen. I invite you to mute as we sing together the closing hymn, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. It's number 450 in the hymnal.
Lord, in God, the God in God.
The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let us go forth in the name of Christ.
Thanks be to God.